Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota Closet System that maximizes your space and matches your style. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now we're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
A wolf with a sweet tooth. Sounds like a fairy tale.
It does sound like a bit of a fairy tale. Somebody you might meet when you're going through a forest to meet your granny. But this is an Ethiopian wolf. And Ethiopian wolves are one of the rarest creatures on Earth. They are the rarest member of the sort of canine family. There's only about 500 of them left in the wild up in the highlands of Ethiopia. They're really beautiful creatures. They look a little bit like a fox with slightly longer legs. They have that kind of reddy colour and then white on their chest. And just to give you a sense of how rare they are, I mean, we often talk about mountain gorillas as being very rare, but there's over 1,000 mountain gorillas in Rwanda and Uganda. Only 500 of these amazing wolves left. And the reason why we're talking about them is because when we learn in school about pollination, we always think about the bees and the other insects. Yeah. And of course, over the last number of years, scientists have realized that pollination is carried out by a wider range of members of the animal kingdom, including things like bats and amphibians and things. But one place we didn't expect to see pollinators was with large carnivorous mammals. And of course, they're not really geared up to be eating flowers.
So you've got two species, a plant that is attractive to the wolf, which is pollinated by that wolf and would not be pollinated otherwise.
Well, we don't think so. So this is work that's been done by the Ethiopian Wolf Conservation Programme, which is a collaboration between researchers in Ethiopia and the University of Oxford. And they were filming these very rare creatures back in 2023. And they followed six wolves. And what they found, all of them went to this red hot poker flower. Now, this is a flower that's indigenous to Ethiopia, but it's actually very common in gardens here because it's quite robust. It has these tall orange flowers that look like a red hot poker. And you see them all over the place. But they're native to Ethiopia. And all of the six wolves that were followed went to these flowers. They found the kind of ripest, richest part of the flower and they ate from that. And they would often kind of do it after they had eaten their main meal because they feed on sort of mammals.
Their appetite would be sated, but they want a little treat.
Little sweet treat. And not only that, they could see that adults would teach the juvenile wolves where to go to get this sort of sweet treat after their meal. So as you say, it's an amazing example of these two things that only exist in this place, kind of working together, that symbiosis that has evolved.
So how does the pollination work? Is it the bits of the pollen gets stuck around the gob of the wolf?
Exactly. They're having the sticky nectar and it's sticking to their fur. It's probably running down their legs. And then as they walk around, they're spreading the pollen around. So it's a really lovely example of these kind of symbiotic relationships.
Can you give me another example of an inadvertent pollinator?
Yeah, well, again, an unusual one is an elephant. And again, you wouldn't think of this. And if there's a flower that people might have heard of called the corpse flower or the Rafflesia flower. And it's the biggest flower in the world. It's almost as wide as your arm span. And it's called the corpse flower because it looks and smells a bit like rotting flesh when it flowers in the jungles of Indonesia. But as the elephants walk through the jungle, the Asiatic elephants, they can pick up the seeds on their legs and again move them around. So it's not just the bees that are doing pollination all over the world.
Now, the fly orchid uses sexual deception.
It does. And again, here we are back to insects. We're back to male digger wasps. And this plant, again, it's incredible. It just shows you the specificity of these pollination relationships. This flower actually mimics the appearance and smell of a female digger wasp to bring the male in. So there's all sorts of amazing evolution that has gone on to make these relationships work in nature.
Now, unexpected ways to keep warm, and we can learn from our predecessors.
We can. And look, obviously, whether your home is poorly insulated or you're just trying to save a little bit on your heating bills and your energy use, it's a great idea to come up with innovative, cheap ways to keep your house warm. And this is research from the University of Hull and Professor Roland Enos. And what he did was use infrared cameras to look at the house. And it was actually quite unexpected how you could keep your house warm. A lot of the cold in your house comes, as you might expect, from the external walls, the walls that face directly directly out into the air. And even, you know, when you come back from holidays, your house can be very cold. And even when you put the heat on, it can take days for it to feel really warm again. And that's because the walls take time to heat up. So if you focus on those walls, what he found was that even a simple thing like putting up a poster on an external wall would prevent some heat loss from that wall. And of course, then if you put up thicker and heavier things on your external wall, like framed pictures, or in fact, if you put bookshelves on your external wall.
Now, you're not talking about putting them outside. You're talking about putting them inside the wall that is facing out to the atmosphere.
Yeah, obviously, if there isn't a large, I mean, obviously, some of our external walls will have windows, but for the wall parts of the walls that face the outside.
But people used to use curtains. I mean, they'd have heavy brocade curtains. Now they use voile.
Exactly. And look, it does sound a little bit like Lord and Lady of the Manor to think about putting tapestries up on your wall. But what this research shows with infrared cameras, and there's great pictures where you can see the different amount of heat that's being lost. Really, anything that you put up on your external wall is really helping with that heat loss. And of course, windows, particularly single glazed windows at night. I mean, the inside of a single glazed window could go down to about 7 degrees. It's very, very cold.
And the idea of you've lots of glazing to make your house nice and bright. But as soon as dusk comes, because you're getting the greenhouse effect from the glass during the day.
If there's a bit of sun,
But as soon as it gets dark, down come the blinds, close the curtains.
Keep the heat in, exactly.
And you'll save a lot.
That's really going to help. And again, if you have a drafty door, a curtain in front of the door is a great way to keep that heat in. And then the final thing is thinking about where your furniture is in the room. Because again, if anywhere you're close to those external walls, you're going to feel colder. So what they did was they looked, and if you moved your furniture away and you put it against the internal walls, or you moved it even out from the external wall, you felt significantly warmer, even though you weren't putting on any extra
heat. In many of those
heat.
Victorian houses, you might find some screens.
And screens, again, it seems quite old-fashioned. But again, if you have a part of your room that is warmer and you have heat and it's facing the internal walls, putting a screen in the room and putting yourself inside the screen.
So you could gather around the fire and have a screen at the back of the sofa.
Exactly, and have your telly in the front, and that will wrap all that heat into the room with really no extra cost. And again, a lot of people working from home, they have their desks facing an external wall and your legs can get very cold. And what they found, even something as simple as keeping a piece of cardboard up against the wall would help to keep your legs warm and, you know, reduce the need for you to be turning on the heat all the time.
So our forefathers knew what they were at.
They did. And I mean, it's physics, really. It's all about how the air flows in your house. But it might save you a few pence over Christmas rather than turning on the heat.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.